Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleyo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleyo. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The first baseman, Steve Garvey. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pedro Guerrero. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Yeager. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Russell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Yeager and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Say catches it and throws to second to double up Wilson. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Yeager and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's Mets, 1, Dodgers, 1. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Yeager and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-1 in the game. Garvey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, The Mets won, and the Dodgers won. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yeager settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 0-for-0 in the game. Pulleo strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets won, and the Dodgers won. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0-for-1 in the game. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Hooton moves to second. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets won, and the Dodgers won. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Yeager and he is safe. Backman steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Yeager for a passed ball. Backman moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Backman scores. It's 2-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Pulio moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Backman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0-for-2 in the game. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Alejandro Peña. Craig Swan now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Russell steals second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's Mets, 3, Dodgers, 3. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sachs. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Sachs steals second. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garvey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Garvey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Monday reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Guerrero is walked intentionally. Mike Socha pinch hits for Steve Yeager. Pete Falcone now pitching. Mike Socha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Socha takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. Guerrero moves to second. Neil Allen now pitching. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bill Russell. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Socha now catching. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive towards the mound. Knight and Feuer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knight and Feuer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight and Feuer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-4 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-4 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas pinch runs for Ron Say. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guerrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Thomas now playing third base. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardenhier bunts towards first. Garvey scoops it up and throws to first, with Sachs covering, for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Socha for a passed ball. Brooks moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Mike Socha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Socha is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Socha hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Socha for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau pinch hits for Tom Knight in Feuer. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kingman bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Stearns is hit by the pitch. Youngblood moves to second. Steve Howe now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. Youngblood scores. Stearns moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. Stearns scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Mets. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garvey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Garvey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-5 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.